Hey, Dog Pound. Nathan Zagura here with today's edition of the Browns Huddle. It is Thursday. It's the official kickoff of Week 3 in the NFL. And right here in Berea, it means you get to hear from the coordinators of your Cleveland Browns. John DiFilippo, the offensive coordinator, is quite familiar with Derek Carr, having been his quarterback's coach last year in Oakland. And here's what he had to say about the promising second-year quarterback of the Raiders.
I was definitely surprised. I thought he was – I don't want to say what team I thought he was going to, you know, because there was a lot of speculation before the draft. I gave Derek a first-round grade. I did. And I thought Derek was a first-round quarterback, yes.
The Raiders do have the 9th overall passing attack in the NFL after 2 weeks, and one way to slow that down is to get pressure on Derek Carr. And defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill talked about the good job his front did getting pressure on Marcus Mariota and what they have to do to keep that going against Carr.
It was good. You know, I think we got him into some obvious pass situations, and then we knew that if we were able to do that, then we could do some stuff to try to confuse him. And I thought our guys did up front, did a great job up front winning, and then I thought our blitzers did a great job getting home when we did send guys. So it was encouraging. You know, we want to be a team that puts pressure on the quarterback. It doesn't matter who it is. You know, we don't want to let quarterbacks sit back there and I'd be able to identify these four are rushing every time or these three are rushing every time and feel comfortable in the pocket.
Well, isn't that always the case in the NFL? It's about winning up front. And one way to help your Browns continue to get pressure on the quarterback is do what you did last week, Dog Pound. Be loud, be there, and just make noise, rattle them. The Tennessee Titans and their post-game pressers, they talked about it. They said they couldn't hear. It caused false starts, caused timeouts, caused a lot of havoc. And we saw Marcus Mariota get sacked 7 times and hit 12 times. If you get that production, the Browns will win again. That'll do it for today's edition of the Browns Huddle. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.